Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Centre reiterates unwavering support to Kerala to deal with devastating landslide in Wayanad. Death toll rises to 240. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman asserts union budget strikes fine balance between growth and financial consolidation. UPSC cancels provisional candidature of IAS trainee Pooja Kherkar, debars from all future exams. Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh killed in Tehran, Iran vows to retaliate. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall along west coast of the country during next 5 days. In Paris Olympics, boxer Lovlina Borgohain powers into quarterfinal. Shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen and table tennis player Srija Ankula enter singles pre-quarterfinals. Shooter Swapnil Kosale qualifies for final of men's 50-meter rifle three positions event. The central government has reiterated unwavering support to Kerala to deal with a devastating landslide in Wayanad district. Replying to a calling attention in the Lok Sabha today regarding loss of lives and property due to landslide and floods in various parts of the country, Mr. Shah assured the people of Kerala that the central government will provide all possible assistance following the Wayanad tragedy. Mr. Shah said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is himself monitoring the situation.
ये समय है केरल की सरकार के साथ खड़ा रहने का, केरल की जनता के साथ खड़ा रहने का और जो लोगों की हानि हुई उनके साथ खड़ा रहने का. मैं सदन को विश्वास दिलाना चाहता हूं, इरिस्पेक्टिव ऑफ पार्टी पॉलिटिक्स, नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार केरल की जनता और केरल की सरकार दोनों के साथ चट्टान की तरह खड़ी रहेगी.
Intervening in the discussion, Minister of State for Home Nityananda Rai said the centre has issued 33 advisories towards the management of high-risk disasters, including floods and landslides. He said the state governments can make preparations according to the advisories. Initiating the discussion, K.C. Venugopal of the Congress said the Wayanad tragedy is a painful incident and some strong measures should be taken for assistance, rescue operations and rehabilitation. Other members also participated in the discussion. Earlier intervening in the calling attention motion in the Rajya Sabha today on the devastation in the district, Home Minister Amit Shah said that an early warning about heavy rainfall and landslides in Wayanad district of Kerala was given to the state government on the 23rd of this month and again on the 24th and 25th of July.
अर्ली वार्निंग सिस्टम के तहत मैं आज सदन को बताना चाहता हूं, 23 तारीख को मेरे ही अनुमोदन से 9 एनडीआरएफ की टीमें केरल के लिए रवाना हो गई थी कि वहां लैंडस्लाइड आ सकता है. मैं पूछ सकता हूं माननीय, इतना मुझे पूछते हैं सारे लोग, केरल सरकार ने क्या किया? लोग रह रहे थे, नहीं रह रहे थे, मगर वल्नरेबल सिचुएशन तो थी. इनको शिफ्ट किया गया क्या? क्यों नहीं किया गया? और शिफ्ट किया तो मरे कैसे?
The Home Minister stated that the losses in Wayanad could have been minimized if the Kerala government had become alert following the arrival of the NDRF teams. Arun Singh of BJP, John Ritters of CPIM, Manoj Jha of RJD, Tiruchi Shiva of DMK, M. Thambidurai of AIADMK, Praful Patel of NCP, Harris Biran of IUML, Saket Gokhale of TMC, Raghav Chadha of AAP and Muzibullah Khan of BJD participated in the discussion among others. Meanwhile, the death toll in landslide hit Wayanad district has risen to 240. Rescue and relief operations are on a war footing in the region.
As Kerala faces unprecedented disaster, rescue operations by joint forces are leaving no stones unturned to evacuate maximum people to safety. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan informed that 1,592 people had been rescued so far. Army is constructing a temporary Bailey Bridge to speed up the rescue operations in the region. Over 8,000 people are there in 82 relief camps in Wayanad. Death toll is likely to increase as over 100 people are still missing. An all-party meeting will be convened by Chief Minister tomorrow on account of the disaster. Meanwhile, heavy rain is predicted in the state in the coming hours and the authorities had urged people in landslide-prone regions to move to safer places. Mayusha with reports from Arun Vincent from Wayanad for Akashvani News.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the union budget strikes a fine balance among priorities like growth, employment, welfare, capital investment and financial consolidation. Ms. Sitharaman was replying to the debate on the union budget 2024-25 in the Rajya Sabha today, saying the government believes in the motto of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. The finance minister stressed that the budget has proposed unflinching support to cooperative federalism.
Unflinching commitment to cooperative federalism. The total resources proposed to be transferred to the state this year, 24-25, is estimated to be 22.91 lakh crores. This actually entails an increase of about 2.49 lakh crores over 23-24. Even compared to last year, it's an increase of about 2.49 lakh crores, sir.
Ms. Sitharaman rejected the opposition's allegation of reduction in allocation in the agriculture sector. Ms. Sitharaman informed that 1.48 lakh crore rupees has been allocated for education, employment and skilling.
24-25 budget for education, employment and skilling is 1.48 lakh crores and it is 28,000 crores more than the last year, whereas again 2013-14 it was only 85,000 crores. Women and girls, 3.27 lakh crores in the current budget, which is 41% more allocation compared to the previous year, 96,000 crores it was in 2013-14.
The Rajya Sabha took up the discussion today on the working of the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs. Initiating the discussion in the House, Ghanshyam Tiwari of BJP stressed on the need for developing the cities to achieve the goal of a developed India. Ajay Makan of the Congress stressed on the need to increase the allocation from 0.7% of GDP to 1.1% for urban development. Other members, including Johar Sarkar of AITC, Medha Raghunatha Reddy of YSRCP, R. Girirajan of DMK, Muzibullah Khan of BJD, Dr. M. Thambidurai of AIADMK, Neeraj Dangi of Congress, Sumitra Balmek and Mithilesh Kumar of BJP, and Vikramjeet Singh Sahani of AAP, participated in the discussion. However, the discussion remained inconclusive. After this, the House took up special mentions in which the members raised issues of public importance. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. The Lok Sabha today took up further discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways 2024-25. Participating in the discussion, Sandhya Ray of the BJP said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, unprecedented development is being witnessed in the railways and work is being done at a tremendous pace. N.K. Premachandran of RSP said the railways is the major mode of transportation for the common people and more focus should be given to it. He also demanded a separate budget for the railways. The discussion is underway. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. India will host its first multinational air exercise, Tarang Shakti 2024, in two phases from the 6th of next month. In this exercise, nearly 30 countries will participate, and out of 30, 10 countries will join the exercise with their fighter aircraft. The exercise will showcase India's defence prowess and provide a platform for participating militaries to foster interoperability. Addressing a curtain-raiser press conference in New Delhi today, Vice Chief of the Air Staff, Air Marshal A.P. Singh, informed that the first phase is to be held at Sulur in Tamil Nadu from the 6th to the 14th of August, and the second phase at Jodhpur in Rajasthan from the 29th of August to the 14th of September. He added that 10 countries, including Australia, Bangladesh, France, Germany, Greece, Spain, the United Arab Emirates, the United Kingdom, USA, and Singapore, will join the exercise with their aircraft, and 18 countries will attend as observers. The eight core industries that include sectors such as coal, cement, steel and electricity posted a 4% growth in June this year compared to the same month of the previous year. The data released by the Commerce and Industry Ministry today elaborated that production of coal, electricity, natural gas, steel, fertilizer and cement recorded positive growth in June this year. The Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has cancelled the provisional candidature of IAS trainee Pooja Kirkar and permanently debarred her from all its future exams. The UPSC announced in a release that after examining available records, it has found Ms. Kirkar guilty of violating Civil Services Examination CSE 2022 rules. The Commission had earlier issued a show cause notice to her for fraudulently availing attempts beyond the permissible limit by faking her identity. It added that despite giving her an extension yesterday for a response, she failed to submit her explanation within the prescribed time. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has vowed to avenge the killing of Hamas's political leader Ismail Haniyeh, who died in an overnight airstrike in Tehran today. He said it was Iran's duty to avenge the assassination of the Hamas leader. Iran and Hamas blame Israel for the strike. Local media reports that Iran has announced 3 days of public mourning across the country. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said Haniyeh was killed alongside one of his bodyguards at his residence in the Iranian capital while he was in the town to attend Iran's president Masoud Pezeshkian's swearing-in ceremony. Sudan's military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan has survived an assassination attempt today. Army spokesman Nabil Abdullah blamed the paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, for the attack. He said two drones had struck an army graduation ceremony, killing 5 people at a base in Gebeit, a town in eastern Sudan. Meanwhile, RSF denied their hand in the attack. This attack came ahead of peace talks between the army and the rebel RSF faction in Switzerland. Sudan is facing a civil conflict for over a year, with the army fighting a powerful paramilitary group, RSF. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue along the west coast of the country during the next 5 days. The IMD also forecast isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall over northwest, central and east India during the next 3 to 4 days. The IMD said isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over central Maharashtra till Saturday, over east Madhya Pradesh for the next 2 days and over Konkan and Goa on Friday and Saturday. It forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region on Saturday. In Delhi, the weather department forecast light to moderate rain for the next 5 days. And now news from the ongoing Summer Olympics at Paris in France. You believe that we can make some magic happen, say yeah. If you believe that we can make some magic happen, say yeah. Yeah, we on that new.
It has been a day of success for Indian athletes at Paris Olympics in venues across this beautiful city. The Indian contingent were in action in boxing, badminton and shooting on day 5 of the mega quadrennial event. In boxing, Olympic bronze medalist Lovlina Borgohain defeated Norwegian pugilist Suniva Hofstad to power into a quarterfinal of the women's 75kg category. She will next take on China's Li Kuan on Sunday. In archery, Deepika Kumari cruised into round of 16 of the women's individual event, defeating Dutch player Quinty Rofan. In table tennis, Srija Ankula created history by becoming second Indian paddler to enter pre-quarterfinals at Olympics. She defeated world number 52 Singapore's Jian Zhang 4-2. In badminton, PV Sindhu upset Christine Kuba of Estonia 21-5, 21-10 to sail into the pre-quarterfinals of the women's singles. Lakshya Sen overpowered world number 4 Jonathan Christie of Indonesia 21-18, 21-12 to advance into the round of 16 of the men's singles. In shooting, Swapnil Kusale entered the final in the men's 50-meter rifle 3 positions event after finishing 7th in the qualification round. The final will take place tomorrow. So far, India won 2 medals, both bronze in shooting. Abhishek Mukhopadhyay, Sports Desk.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre reiterates unwavering support to Kerala to deal with devastating landslide in Wayanad. Death toll rises to 240. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman asserts union budget strikes fine balance between growth and financial consolidation. UPSC cancels provisional candidature of IAS trainee Pooja Kirkar, debars from all future exams. Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh killed in Tehran. Iran vows to retaliate. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall along west coast of the country during next 5 days. In Paris Olympics, boxer Lovlina Borgohain powers into quarterfinal, shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen and table tennis player Srija Ankula enter singles pre-quarterfinals. Shooter Swapnil Kosale qualifies for final of men's 50-meter rifle three positions event. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.